Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Texanani. In this week's episode, we've invited two experts, Roger Montgomery of Montgomery Investment Management and James Gerrish of Shaw & Partners, to discuss three stocks which have been sold off since the coronavirus health emergency started making headlines in mid-January. These stocks are, firstly, Corporate Travel Management, under the ticker code CTD, which provides travel booking solutions to corporate customers. While the stock has had a difficult 12 months, it has been punished another 20% in the last 2 weeks amid concern that the coronavirus will sap demand for work trips. The second stock is IDP Education, under the ticker code IEL, which provides student placement and English language testing services. IDP sources nearly half of its customers from Asia and 25% from China specifically. The stock is down over 15% in the last fortnight. And thirdly, Santos, under the ticker code STO. Santos is a natural gas producer with operations across Australia and in Papua New Guinea, and its stock is down nearly 10% since mid-January. We partnered with Bell Direct to select these stocks on the basis of their China exposure and how heavily they're being traded among retail investors. Let's jump straight into the episode, moderated by Bell Direct's Jessica Amir, to find out their views and to also hear about one other stock that Roger and James are each buying on the back of coronavirus-related volatility. Please note that this episode was recorded on 12 February 2020, so some of the information may change by the time you listen to it. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe.
Let's start with a travel services business, Corporate Travel Management. What do you think, James? Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I think it's a sell. It's trading on 52-week lows. It's been hit, obviously, in the last 12 months. I think there's risks around its earnings, first half earnings that are coming up very shortly. In any case, they're going to have a big second half skew to earnings, so it's a sell for me.
One of the hardest hits so far, if you look at the top 200. Roger, what do you reckon, buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, down 54% from its highs. I agree with James. We have it as a sell. The reason being that we just, because of that second half skew to earnings, we just don't believe management when they say that coronavirus has had no impact. We've conducted some channel checks. We can't find, for example, in the healthcare space, a single company in Australia that hasn't pulled back on corporate travel. And they're all having team meetings online and on video chats. They're not traveling overseas. So I find it disingenuous to believe that there's going to be no impact at all. So for me at the moment, coronavirus just adds to a long list of headwinds for the corporate travel sector. You know, Brexit, lower consumer spending and so on. So it's a sell.
All right, let's down you, Roger. A company that helps international students study here in Oz, IDP Education.
Yeah.
On the day that they announced their results, their shares saw a massive 30% jump almost. What do you think? IDP, buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, we think it's a buy. And the reason why, even though it's rallied so hard, and we were buying it in weakness, it's the biggest position in our small companies fund. The reason why is pretty simple. We think that they're on the cusp of very, very strong rates of growth, circa 25%. For the next 3 or 4 years. And that's because of the investment they made in hot courses, which has increased their lead flow and their commencement flow. And we're just seeing the start of that now with the first batch of students starting university and the first payments received by IDP. So for us, it's a buy.
Market darling, what do you reckon, IDP, buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I'm going on the other side. I think it's a sell at these levels. It's rallied 30% after the first half result. There was a discussion around the impact of coronavirus not being evident in terms of earnings. I think that will become evident in earnings over the next 6 months. And I think it's a stock that you want to get ahead of the pack in terms of selling rather than waiting for that impact to come out. So it's phenomenal growth, but it's a sell at the moment.
Let's mix it up. Oil and gas producer Santos needs no explanation or introduction. Roger, what do you reckon, buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, look, it's on near five-year highs. Kevin Gallagher has done an amazing turnaround of that company. It's able to operate sustainably on lower oil prices. There are going to probably be lower oil prices if this outbreak continues, the coronavirus outbreak, obviously. But for me, given it's on highs at the moment, it's a hold.
What do you reckon? Last year it was up 49%, almost 50%. Buy, hold or sell, Santos?
Yeah, and rightly so. I've got on a buy at the moment. It's come back about 11% from recent highs. So the oil price has come back around 25%. So Santos has been relatively resilient. It's been relatively resilient because it's got a really strong production profile. They've got some really interesting exploration assets over the medium to longer term. So it's a buy for me.
And we asked the guys to bring in a stock that they love at the moment that looks like it could be of value. Roger, let's start with you. What did you bring along today?
Well, I brought along a stock that we've already talked about, and that's IDP Education. It is a very capital light, high return on equity business. What we like about it is that I'll say it this way. We think it's probably the highest quality company in the small cap space at the moment. We know that there's been 40% growth in applications. There's been 30% growth in commencements in the first half. There's probably 50% growth in lead flow. And that's ultimately going to generate growth of about 25% over the next 3 to 4 years. They've only just started receiving payments from students commencing university that came through the pipeline 18 months to 2 years ago. That's going to accelerate quite dramatically. And I think the increase in performance from this business is going to surprise those who think that it's expensive already.
All right. James, what have you got for us? What's looking hot?
Yeah, beaten down Oz Minerals. It's been hurt, obviously, by the back of the coronavirus. Copper's been trading lower as a consequence of lower expectations around global growth. This is a business that's now done 5 consecutive years of beating in terms of production. They did a lot of work in 2019 that will see will bear fruit in 2020. So Oz Minerals is a buy for me.
And there you have it. Coronavirus may be a bear market for some in the short term, but these stocks definitely are bullish.